This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We got to really bring the good healers, the doctors that understand the true origin of the word doctor, physician, is healer, is teacher. One of those guys that does that, coming right now from our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, is Dr. Eric Gehring. Dr. Eric Gehring, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Great afternoon, my friend. Now that you're here, it's getting even better. And, dude, I wish I could grow a beard like that. I always feel inferior anytime Super Don, we bring on men, real men that can grow beards. It's like it's embarrassing for me, you know, but I get by.
It's getting hot in Missouri with it on, but I'm going to keep on keeping on with it.
I'm thinking. Now, I mentioned that you trained as a physician, a doctor of chiropractic, which, you know, for those that don't know the chiropractic school model, because it was sort of co-opted a little bit by the allopathic school. Remember Wilk versus AMA, the collusion against chiropractors. And they wanted to be licensed, and I'm not talking about you specifically, I'm talking about the profession, said, hey, we want to be exalted, elevated, we want to be like doctors on that footing, so let's go through the same thing, licenses and all of that. And I've argued that licensure is a danger to a profession because it doesn't protect the public, it protects an economic monopoly, and it then limits innovation within any given field. And so, but at the same time, acknowledge the training that the doctors of chiropractic go through, which is very similar to the first couple of years to medical school. And most people don't know that.
Absolutely. We've had anatomy, physiology. We've had radiology. We've had diagnosis of different conditions, whether they be musculoskeletal or a visceral component like heart disease and gastrointestinal, that type of thing. However, how we treat and how we approach the body and how it heals is so much different. Chiropractic, first day, above, down, inside, out. The innate intelligence of the world, of the universe, it's within our bodies. Now it can get interfered with, and that's how we need to distinguish chiropractic right there from any kind of allopathic, is what is that interference? What is stopping our bodies from experiencing the potential of life and the joy and wonders of it all? Or are we going to poison it, like you said? You know, what do we put into our body to make it work? If I have an allergy, do I take antihistamines or do I do things to help my liver clean out my blood? You know, what is my body reacting to? What's building up in there that's causing my body to have a reaction in the first place? Am I slowing down that physiological process?
And I didn't know that growing up. I was raised allopathically, pharmaceutically. And it wasn't until I met a homeopath that said, your liver's congested. It's toxic. Let's get the garbage out. That I began a journey to real healing that didn't involve poisoning the body back to health, which is an absurdist of you from the start, from the get-go, word go. And to your point about the education, yes, some of the education has been very grounded and co-opted in reductionism, like allopathic training, but then you leap into what I believe is the beauty of chiropractic, that it is following something called innate intelligence, the vital force we say in homeopathy, to guide us. We want to free up the free flow of information and energy in the body and then watch the miracles of healing occur by removing the interference. And, of course, that interference is a physiological measurable thing when it comes to liver toxicity and congestion. And you brilliantly linked that to allergies.
Oh, it's been crazy here in Missouri. People have been sneezing. We've had mold. We've had rain. And what do we do about it? Springtime is the time for the liver energy in the body. If you don't know much about acupuncture or Chinese medicine, different seasons will spotlight, if you will, different organ systems. And liver and gallbladder are front and center in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We address that in a lot of different ways in my office. We use cupping, we use acupuncture, but nutrition. We go back to what was available on this planet when we showed up. Pretty much everything we needed. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get fancy. We don't have to make extracts of things and refine it down into, like you said, a molecular model.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have whole foods. We need to have nutrition and components that are available just outside my door. Dandelions. What's going on in the springtime? Dandelions are right there.
You're singing my language. I was just going to bring that up. It's like, why does nature provide these things in the lawns that everybody tries to spray and kill? Dandelions. Because liver energy in the spring, big time needed, and even early summer we see them coming up. Why? That's the time when the liver's like, we're coming out of that winter slumber, and we need to now really unload some of these things. And the liver and kidneys are supported tremendously. It's like God's medicine for the excretory organs.
Yeah, winters are usually tough on us. We overload, we indulge, we're not moving around, we pack on the pounds, we're eating things that aren't so great for us, and we need to clean out. Mm-hmm. You know, so I wonder all these AST and ALT liver enzymes are elevated. Not to mention that, but emotionally, people get angry when the livers get congested. You see all this rage on the airplanes now.
Yeah.
all these livers are getting congested. You know, is it the food? Is it all these medicines that the liver can't handle? The liver gets bogged down, and it makes us angry. The blood doesn't have any place to move. It gets hot. There's friction involved. It goes up to our brain, and boy, we start to get upset pretty quickly. That's one thing that I see with a lot of my patients, too, is they don't know why they're angry.
Liver congestion, you're right. And the liver, and these are ancient concepts in Ayurvedic and even traditional Chinese medicine. We're not talking about communist Chinese medicine. We're talking thousands of years of use, right? And they understood the liver is very critical for all healing. And they even acknowledged when it was more active in terms of a day-night cycle, right? When to support it. And much less on a cycle when we talk about the months that transcend, well, we talk about seasons, right? You mentioned as well. So much that is ignored in allopathic training, in reductionist thinking, you know, where it's all about chemistry and chemicals, right? Not about rhythms and sequences and energies, etc. And, you know, to grow from chiropractic school and you learned TCM, acupuncture and things, and naturopathy, what was it that brought you to Trinity School of Natural Health? I mean, you're already a doctor, right? Why would you go to Trinity?
Well, there's so much out there that was not covered in chiropractic school. I'm sure that medical doctors will say the same thing. I would say the biggest thing is the forced opinions that food can't do anything, and let's put a medicine in our body to change the physiology of the body. But I think with Trinity, what I was really brought to was the foundations of health that, again, we talked about as we showed up on this planet, what was available is what we needed. Food, water, why do we have certain foods? You know, for example, we're going back to the liver, for example. We've got green tea, ginger, garlic, ginkgo biloba, green tea. All these things help support the body the way it was intended. Like you said, it's seasonally. What's available seasonally? These are things that I've been learning at Trinity, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Why is exercise important? Well, not only does it help the blood pressure drop, it helps the blood flow. We need blood going to all these different organs. We need blood going to all the nooks and crannies of our body.
Mm-hmm.
Just a practical approach of, you know, they say exercise is good. Well, why is it? They say diet is good. Well, why is that?
To annoy us.
Just to annoy us. Well, Trinity goes really into it as well. Trinity has, in their different programs, they have a introduction to iridology. If you don't know what that is, we look at the iris and we can infer different patterns of someone's health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can look very specifically at all the different parts of the iris, and you can imagine like a 12-hour clock and all the different lines. But we can get, for example, just general inferences. Blue eyes, for example, we can say that maybe you don't tolerate dairy very well. Maybe that you'll be more congested, your lymph nodes maybe not flowing as well. So how do we support the body for that? Looking at these little things like the tongue, for example, we talk a lot about that in Chinese medicine. We look at the fingernails, all these different aspects of the body are right in front of us. They're screaming for us to look at them, for us to pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
So Trinity really has covered a lot of those things that are pretty simple, that we wonder why we're sick. We wonder, how do we help ourselves? We'll just look in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that, again, acknowledging that the traditional models, even in chiropractic schools that have adopted certain things, are not teaching other things. Now, granted, I don't expect that every school teaches everything about everything, but my gosh, the wide variety of things available to us at Trinity School of Natural Health. Pretty extraordinary. And you mentioned iridology. That's part of the naturopathy, what we call that traditional naturopathy, CNHP course. But there's also focal pointed, specific iridology courses, pretty intense. People are going.
Sure, it's an 8-week class that goes way down into the rabbit hole with that. But knowledge and the basis of information covered is phenomenal.
Yeah, you talked, diet, right? Eating well. My buddy Adrian is back. I noticed in the chat room at robertscabell.com. How you doing, Adrian? Welcome back, my friend. And he said, "Well, as long as biscuits and gravy are not harmful." You know, if you grow up in the South, you understand how important biscuits and gravy are. But, you know, what I did is I transitioned from refined flour that may be contaminated because it's grown with pesticides and other things, or desiccated to come to market, like with glyphosate. There are organic quality ingredients that could fill in the gaps for those that say, oh, but I don't want to give up my da-da-da-da. And I talk about making better choices in terms qualitatively of foods that you're comfortable with, and you don't have to completely abandon it and eat bean sprouts and tofu. That sounds horrible to me, although I do eat sprouts. And I'm not a tofu fan, but that idea that that's what health food is. Talking about food, food used to be food. Now we have to have a special name for it. It's now called organic. You know, used to just be called food, but now you have to call it organic or biologique or whatever to get the kind that doesn't have a lot of added garbage like pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And of course, what would that do? Add to the congestion of the liver, creating even more anger.
Absolutely would. You talk about maybe some extra cost. I think I see that with maybe some reaction with my patients where they may not want to spend money on it. I tell them, do you want to spend money on eating well and feeling well now, mm-hmm. or paying for sick care later? And that's a huge conversation we're having.
It is. And Dr. Gehring, when I was, again, my 20, well, even my teen years, I would talk to my ancestors that were still alive, obviously. Well, maybe not obviously. People believe they can speak to their ancestors, too. That's fine. But the point is grandparents, aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles. And I was always curious about their upbringing. What was life like when you were a kid? That, to me, I was always interested in that. The human stories that we might not hear or read about, or maybe they're offshoots of what we knew from history, say, what did you experience? And even my dad, God bless him, rest his soul, he's not with us anymore in the body, but he was in Brooklyn, New York, a New Yorker growing up, right? And I said, what was it like when you were a kid, you know, growing up in the 40s, the 50s, right, as a kid?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Were you sick like me, Dad? Right? Because I had all the chronic ailments. I had allergies and, you know, borderline asthma. I was getting shots. I had skin conditions. I had chronic infections of the ear, the sinuses. You name it, I had it. I like all of these things. And I still function, right? You still, as a kid, you got energy to move, plow through it, but you're fatigued. You don't know it. And my dad said, you know what? I didn't even think about it till you brought that up. But no, I don't. I wasn't sick, you know. We had a cold or a flu once in a while, and we'd be on our merry way in a few days. And like nothing happened. Good to go. Other than one sickly kid, right? Every school had a sick. Now it's the, let's say, the exception to have a healthy kid. Every kid you meet is chronically ill. A chronic illness, which used to be considered diseases of older age, right? And so I bring that up so that we can recognize that something has changed. And so when I was a young boy growing into a young man, looking at my future, and I'm fatigued in my 20s, and then I met the homeopathic doctor that I would train with for over 10 years. He's running circles around me in his 60s, and he had been on death's door in his 40s with tuberculosis, found a way, you know, on and on it goes. I thought, okay, there's something more that I have no earthly idea what this is, but I want it. And that's what instigated for me to go into homeopathy and learn the things that I know today to share with everybody. Now we have access to something like Trinity School of Natural Health. Because not everybody's going to have that opportunity to master-apprentice type relationship like it used to be in the ancient times. This is how you learn to be a master at anything, including doctoring. And so now you have that as close of a concept as possible to get that kind of education and training. And again, God bless Trinity, Julie Whitman Klein, and the family for doing their level best, and they're doing great, to continue to strengthen our ability to reach out and learn these things that were not taught and are not taught in our traditional Western-style medical schools.
Oh, not at all. You reminded me of this one quote from Bob Marley. I think it says, the problem is people are being hated when they're real and being loved when they are fake. Mm. You know, we're telling the truth. People think it's crazy. People don't understand that this is how the world survived for millennia. Mm-hmm. This is how people healed themselves from the inside and did a marvelous job. And maybe it wasn't until a lot of Western medicine was coming online that, yes, maybe in emergency circumstances it could be helpful. Maybe that initially their intention was to stop an imbalance here or there, but now it's causing chronicity of disease.
In children.
In children.
No. And of course, it's accepted now. Is it 4 out of 5 children have at least one, maybe more chronic ailments? And of course, we've now seen some evidence that vaccines are playing a huge role in that. You know, with the work of Dr. Paul Thomas in his own practice, what we found out, my gosh, the kids, for instance, that are not vaccinated at all, like my kids, have little or no chronic ailments at all. And that's one generation removed from my wife and I, who are both chronically ill, due now what we recognize to allopathic intervention, modern medicine. And our parents were not chronically ill growing up through much of their life until much later in life. And we were, as young people, corrupted. Now, not everybody in my generation, Generation X, grew up with chronic diseases like I did. But you look at Generation Y and Z, it's the rare kid that is not chronically ill. Did that happen because of genetics? Or is it environment? Is it toxicity and deficiency? Are we doing it wrong?
Well, I think we are. You know, you talk about less and less kids being healthy. Where's the lottery raffle for them being healthy, getting 8 hours of sleep? Where's the lottery for people getting, you know, their vegetables and exercising every day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, I think that might lead to someone being healthy and not need some pharmaceutical medicine. We can.
Oh, good Lord, you can't say that.
No, it's nuts. But you're right. I think ultimately we have the responsibility to teach our children right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I love about my daughter. She's in the kitchen with me cooking. Mm-hmm. We're looking at different foods on different ingredient lists and that type of things. Like, what are we putting into our body? Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What's the benefit we're going to get from this? Or if it's something nasty, well, we shouldn't eat this because this is going to make me feel bad or make me snotty or give me diarrhea. That knowledge has been lost. So, again, another great thing that Trinity's we're talking about with all the students – things that I'm learning every day or remembering or relearning is how is the body supposed to work?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something that needs a fancy machine. This isn't something that needs diagnostic equipment that costs thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's innate in our bodies. And we just have to look at ourselves again in the mirror. We have just, you know, we can look at our urine. We can look at that. We can analyze that. We get some information from that. We can look at feces. We can look at the color of our eyes. We can look at nails. It's screaming at us.
There's a lot of ways to learn about what's going on in the body, but none of those identification tools, in my humble opinion, now knowing what I know, should lead to poisoning the body further.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
At least one person was killed and several others wounded during a shooting near a Juneteenth festival in Oakland, California.
People in front of me started running away from me, and I turned around, and like 300 people were running right at me.
That witness spoke with CBS TV in the San Francisco Bay Area. 6 people were shot. A 22-year-old man died. 4 males between 16 and 27 and a 21-year-old woman were wounded. 2 suspects were arrested running away from the scene, and 2 guns were recovered. Storms moving across the southeastern U.S., turning deadly, causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. An adult and nine children in Alabama died after two vehicles likely hydroplaned on drenched roads. Tropical storm Claudette has been downgraded to a tropical depression. There are still flash flood watches in effect in several states. As much as a foot of rain was reported along the Mississippi Gulf Coast on Saturday. USA Radio News. With historically low turnout, Iran has elected a new hardline president.
An ultra-conservative candidate has won Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi had won with just over 60% of the votes in an election marred by an historically low turnout. Raisi is the chief justice of Iran and is personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 1980s. Raisi will take office, which is the second highest position in the government, in early August. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's concern that election could further complicate a possible return to a nuclear agreement. Talks continuing today in Vienna between Iran and global powers to negotiate an agreement to contain Iran's nuclear development. The U.S. is not at the table after the Trump administration unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. It's the first official meeting since Iran's president won in a landslide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right? That's the idea of allopathic mindset, right? Reductionist thinking. Oh, the chemicals are off. Let's add this chemical in to balance out that chemical. And they don't really, like, go to the basics. Like, why not remove the toxic burden?
Yeah.
Imagine that. By the way, if you're just joining us, we have Dr. Eric Gehring here with us from Trinity School of Natural Health. He's one of the instructors at the CNHP and CHHP courses at Trinity. And he loves Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. Again, for those of you who are just new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that doesn't mean he's a communist. It goes thousands of years before communism. We're talking about the herbalism, the basis for medicine. If you've read the Bible, all food, all herbs, all plants are given to us by God for the purposes of health and vitality. And even those that carry toxic poisons can be converted, like homeopathically, into remedies as well without synthesizing them, making them more toxic, which is where allopathic medicine, that's what they do. And they look to squash all competition. There's loads of online programs you can take at your own course from Trinity. And the newest option is the certified Lyme specialist and body-mind integration specialist. And programs are starting up every 4 weeks. If you just go to trinityschool.org, and we have always have a banner up in here to take you right here. You can click on programs, and it'll pop up. There are pop-ups. You can find all the different programs that are there. There's lectures on demand, including one that I did on Clinical Homeopathy 101. There's also the Legacy Summit. And that is primarily for Trinity students and graduates, but not exclusively. If you're a holistic healthcare provider and you want to get some on-site training, maybe get some additional CEU credits, you can do that by going to the Legacy Summit. And that's coming up in September 17th, 18th, and 19th in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then one of our most favoritest times of the year, October, every year, because we get together. Last year didn't happen except online, but we're going to get together and hug each other, those of you who want to, at the Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd in Tinley Park, Illinois. It is so worth getting there. If you got to fly, drive, however you got to get there, join us. And Dr. Eric Gehring, are you going to be at the Legacy Summit and or the Health Freedom Expo? Do you know yet?
I actually have scheduling conflicts for those weekends, so I will be unable to attend.
Bummer. Well, at least we get to see you here.
Absolutely.
More than today. And we've still got some more time, by the way. I just wanted to pause and let everybody know the pause that refreshes is not carbonated sugar water. It's going to something like Trinity School, right? And it's a pause that can extends your life and your happiness, I believe, because you're now on a mission that is empowering, not disempowering, not filled with fear, but melting the fear away with real knowledge, real ability, capacity to help yourself and others. And as I said, yes, even doctors, MDs, DOs, DCs, other NDs can learn a lot by going to Trinity and taking the coursework and going to the Legacy Summit and all of that. So, again, it's just a thrill, and it's a thrill to meet you and connect with you with my audience to let folks know that you may already be a practitioner of some kind, but the learning never stops. If it does, then you're done. You might as well quit because life is all about continually learning up until the day we draw our last breath.
People are knocking down my door. I can't get everybody in on the days that I'm in the office. People want this information. They're sick of being sick and tired. I know it sounds mundane, but they want an answer to make their body thrive. They just don't want to persist. They just don't want to survive. They want to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
This information has changed a lot of people's lives. Changing their diet. Well, let me tell you about this one patient of mine. She'd been wanting to get pregnant for years. She was smoking. After many, many months, I convinced her to stop smoking. I convinced her to eat some vegetables. After a while, she started feeling good, and then she started to exercise. And before she knew it, she was pregnant. She didn't have to get a bunch of hormonal injections. She didn't have to get all this fancy medicine. She changed her life. Her body wasn't ready to conceive. So what are we missing out on if our life, if we're eating junk, if we're not putting the things in our body that we need to really fuel and thrive? What are we missing out on? You know, being able to walk, being able to play with our children, going outside and being able to take a deep breath in without sneezing, being able to run, have clear thoughts, be happy. These are simple things, but this is what we're supposed to be experiencing on this planet. And we've departed from that. Now, some people have gotten lucky. Some people abuse their bodies and they're still alive. I'm not sure how that happens, but a lot of people are suffering a lot and they don't really know that they're the reason they've created the situation that they're in. But the good thing is we can create a situation in which we're feeling great too.
Eric, do you remember a time? Now, again, I don't know all your background in terms of how you were raised, like for me in a pharmaceutical medical family, mm-hmm. that you actually believed there were no cures for cancer and that we just need to keep spending billions of dollars to the Cancer Society or other. Do you remember that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's bizarre now that people are still there that haven't been exposed to the fact that there are not one cure for cancer, hundreds if not thousands, much less neurological degradation. Everything they say, incurable, keep sending money. And if you claim you have a cure, we will squash you like a bug, right? An amazing, let's say, parallel reality that coexisted long before I figured it out. and exists, but is growing, I believe, as people are becoming disenchanted, disenfranchised with the idea of poisoning people for profit as being a good idea.
How long can the body hold out? How long is the body going to persist in that environment when it gets, you know, the whole idea is you're killing off the body, but maybe not the cancer before the body dies. I've had a lot of patients who they get chemotherapy. A lot of them don't make it. Would they, you know, I wouldn't know if that was going to help them if they just juiced and they exercised or they took different vitamins and homeopathics. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure, but I know that a lot of people were miserable their last several months of life. And it didn't necessarily have to be that way. And it's called experimental drugs. It's called experimental chemotherapy. And I guess they're guinea pigs, but why can't we guinea pig with eating right? Why can't we experiment with people taking a good look at what are the foods that are going to make our body heal? You're right. It's shunned. It's called witchcraft. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, but the irony, of course, is what they do is sorcery, allopathic medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get frustrated with it. I try not to let it get me down. Mm-hmm. But I just tell everyone who listens that the power is within you. You know, again, we have this natural ability to heal and to be awesome and amazing.
You mean the power to heal is yours? Really?
The power of heal is mine, yeah. Well, and the power to be sick is mine, too. Mm-hmm. You were talking earlier in the show about asking people if they want to get better. That is a conversation I've had numerous times in my last 20 years. Is it okay to be okay? Do you want a diagnosis? Do you want to be celebrated for your illness and known as your illness and have your illness be part of you? I think the answer, unfortunately, is yes for a lot of people. But
yeah, it becomes their identity.
Oh, absolutely. And they want to be sick. And these medicines and the way that they are treated persist. They don't actually ever get better. They don't actually ever get healed. There's no profit in getting sick people well long term. And that's the real crime, too, that I see. And some people are just happy being ill, but a lot of people are sick of it. They want a different outcome.
Well, and that's the growth that can't be stopped. I know that they'll try. It's warfare mentality. We've got to squash them. We can't have people learning about herbs and natural medicine and, you know, ancient Chinese modalities, right? Or Ayurvedic medicine. Again, thousands of years of recorded history, and suddenly it's erased like it doesn't happen. And now if we acknowledge it, it's the alternative. Really? How is something that's been here for thousands of years the alternative? You guys that came around with your petrochemical toxic poisons, you're the alternative, and not a good one in most cases.
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? Again, you know, you're a practicing physician as well. You see patients. Speak to your comfort level on this, because we're all learning as practitioners, as healers, as humans, to ask what the heck is going on with people that are getting the experimental jabs. Have you encountered anybody that's come in, or even those who have been exposed to those people having mysterious strange symptoms? We've talked about endothelial inflammation, the myocarditis in young people, female situation specific. Anything that you can share to gain, like add to the body of knowledge as we're all in hurry up and learn mode with what's going on?
I think as your immune system gets stimulated, it's possible that latent infections or latent deficiencies in the body may get exacerbated. So one thing that I'm seeing more is a lung issue will come up where people are just not getting the big breath that they had. People are not, their cardiovascular input is compromised. One of my patients has developed emphysema, and she's been exercising for 20 years. I don't understand how that happened per se, but maybe some type of weakness was exploited within her lung tissue. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of chronicity with joint pain. People get jabbed in their right arm. They might have a shoulder that is painful. And then it spreads. It seems like, again, there's an inflammatory reaction, perhaps mediated by the immune system, that creates an inflammatory process across the whole body. And people are just really achy and sore. Now, is it immediately a causality between a jab and all this? I don't know, but they were feeling well before then.
Yeah.
So I'm suspect.
Well,
I'll never get from that for sure.
No. Like I said, and I'm not a violent man, but I've got things to make bigger holes than their little syringes if they try to attack me or my kids. and they're on notice, right? And that's a defensive statement to prevent violence, because I believe the jab is a violent act. And jabs for junk food? Good Lord. Again, our government has, if it ever had its way, arguably, you know, when at the very beginning our founders said, you know what, this is not a guarantee unless you guys are serious watchdogs in defense of, you know, the limited government that we left for you, to your posterity, as we know. Bind them down with the change of the Constitution. I've talked about abandoning the Constitution. Of course, you do so at your own peril. But what about the Constitution that is your body, unique to you? You abandon that. You don't even know you have one. Most people that grew up in a pharmaceutical Western mindset, what's a Constitution? We heard about it in the government. Didn't know our bodies had one. And we ignore it because we don't even know we have it. And we wonder, how did we get sick? Why are we sick? What's going on? And again, the whole of the Western scholastic tradition in a modern sense is designed to disempower you. It's designed to make you victims, and that you can only solve the problems that you think or perceive or you do have by searching out the licensed priestcraft in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Which again adds to your problems, because when people come to see me over the years, and probably to you as well, it's not only the original problem you find out that they claim they had years ago, it's now all the other garbage that you have to undo that the allopaths have done to those people by poisoning them.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Think about previous generations, World War I, World War II, whatever it was, and we can't handle a stress that, yes, I agree, it's been brutal, it's been ugly, it's been dehumanizing and all of that. I acknowledge that. But we can't rebound from that and overcome it. That, to me, is very telling. And with or without the experimental jab, it indicates to me that there are those people in America, maybe half, that are not long for this world. Not because I don't want to see them alive. That's not my point in saying so. But they are creating vulnerabilities for themselves because they feel so weak and disempowered that they can't overcome an incredibly stressful event like this. Again, not denying that it was stressful. It was. My goodness, if half of those people were at least taking the CBD we get from Nutritional Frontiers, maybe they would start saying, oh, you know, I feel like I can overcome it now. Maybe I'm not being generous enough. Maybe most of them. If you go to the show notes and every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show website, you'll see a banner. It says Full Spectrum Hemp Extract Oils, USD Organic. Click on that. It'll take you to CBDNF.com. And you'll find the various forms of organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD. Comprehensive, complex, full spectrum. From liquid oils to topical transdermals to soft gels and capsules and gummies. And if you sign up to become a customer of Nutritional Frontiers here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, use the code RSB15, get discounts. In addition to other discounts that they sometimes offer, they'll send you a thank you, little gift basket of samples to try. And you'll take a picture of that and send it to me and Super D, right? Picture of that, you with your samples from Nutritional Frontiers. And then you'll be entered into a prize giveaway. How cool is that? That's awesome. I think that's totally awesome. Super Don, you think that's totally awesome, mate?
I think that's totally awesome, yes.
And you know what else is totally awesome? Going back to the show notes, the final story of the day. What was that one? I butchered the... There he is. Yeah. Check this out, y'all, before we get banned. Scientists name a new frog species found in the Ecuadorian Andes after Led Zeppelin. Now, that's my kind of scientist, appreciating some of the old music, the rock music of the 70s. Pristimantis Led Zeppelin is discovered in Cordillera del Condor, which straddles Ecuador and Peru. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to talk about what the band members straddle. That's not for discussion right now. But I'm just going to say, how cool is it that the frog is named after Led Zeppelin?
I think that's pretty cool. And this song here, can you still hear that?
I can. I'm just concerned we'll get banned by playing it.
Yeah, I think we're talking, we might be okay.
All right, hopefully. It's a background, yeah.
You know, when I hear that song, I can't help it now, but I think of the movie Thor, Ragnarok.
Oh, they used it as well as anybody has ever used it.
That opening scene is what I envision when I hear that song. And that was, even though, you know, all the what do they call people that love music? Audiophobes or whatever?
Yeah.
Like you.
Yes.
Would probably say that song is so overplayed that they had so many other great songs. You know, but that's the one that everybody thinks of and stuff like that. But I was, I loved all the popular stuff. So anyway.
Yeah.
To name a frog, the Led Zeppelin frog.
That's kind of cool. And there's no truth to the rumor, by the way, that they found it in a swamp where they also found Robert Plant.
Plant, there you go.
Just saying. That was a rumor. Not been confirmed.
Right. All right. You win. You won the internet today.
<I'm sorry. laughs> That was a groaner, right? Look, we have a good time here on the show. I want to thank Kristen Chevrier for being on board heading into the weekend, as well as, you know, that was just so much fun hitting the Trinity topics the way we did today with, another doctor of chiropractic who's a naturopath, who knows acupuncture, and just all the things that I love to cover, all in one. Dr. Eric Goring. So, Gearing, thank you, Dr. Eric Gearing. Please consider coming to the Trinity Health Freedom Expo October 2nd and 3rd, as well as the Legacy event that's happening in September in Indianapolis through Trinity, trinityschool.org. And once again, Your Health Freedom. To get tickets to the September 11th event. There may be other events around the country. If you can't make it to Utah, maybe there are others you want to see or be at. And we'll let you know about those as well. But please take advantage of the opportunity to come together again. We need to stop living in fear of one another. We need to come together in praise and worship and upliftment and love and hugs. Appreciate y'all being here. Shout out to all our friends on UK Health Radio as well. This is the place. You know it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.